Time now for radio theater here on KUMD. And this morning, Robert Lee is our guest. He is the artistic director for The Underground, where Green Day's American Idiot is currently being performed. Hey, Robert, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I've got a friend who is working on this show in tech, and she knew about the auditions for the show coming up months before the auditions. She's so excited about this show, and I'm gathering that this particular performance, probably with its connection to Green Day, is more for many people than just, oh, a night at the theater. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think there's a deep connection to the band Green Day. I think a lot of people grew up with it. People who are starting to come of age to be more professional people, this is the music of their youth. And then they put out this album, you know, during some trying times in 2009. So it's got as a concept album, and it's very kind of political. And so there's a lot of themes that I think resonate with a lot of people for lots of different reasons. So I think a lot of people didn't even know who Green Day was until American Idiot came out, and it was very popular, and it's a brilliant album. And then they worked with some brilliant composers and made a really great kind of rock opera, I guess you could call it.
How do you, what can you tell me about as you know, putting together this show? What can you tell me about the process of turning an album into a stage extravaganza? Because it's obviously it has to be more than just a concert. It's something different.
Yeah, I mean, the focus is definitely on the music. There's very few spoken lines, and when they are, they're kind of dictated letters home, basically. So that's this guy's journey and his two friends. And I think they just took the album and expanded it. Some of the songs have been cut up and reworked into, like, montages of songs to kind of give this taste of these young guys who grow up really quick and have different paths. One goes to the army, one gets a girl pregnant, and the other goes to New York City and gets in all the mess you can get in New York City. And they all kind of learn really hard life lessons that, you know, I think we all learned growing up. So I think the collaboration between Green Day, and it was a close collaboration between the band and the composers and the people who kind of put it together. So I think the process was something that everybody involved at the time really wanted to make happen, and I think Billy Joe Armstrong said it was kind of a dream of his for this project to happen, and so it did, and now we finally got our hands on it, and it's been great for us. Amber Burns has been a local choreographer for years, and she directed and choreographed this show. It's kind of her first go at that, and as I thought it would be, she was natural, and she did an amazing job, and the actors are all amazing, and it's a great time.
As you have the opportunity to watch the cast and the crew working, and also to observe the audience over the run of the show so far, are you finding that there are a lot of people, both involved in the show and as audience members, who bring that same kind of passion and enthusiasm and, dare I say, almost obsession that my friend has to her involvement with it?
It has been very common, yes. The auditions were packed full. We had a great turnout of people we had never seen before, which is awesome for us because we want those people to come and work with us. I hope they keep doing it. But I don't think we could have gotten a better cast than what we have. Like, they're all top of the game. The vocal arrangements are gorgeous. Andy Kust was the vocal director on that. And they just have amazing voices. And I couldn't imagine that Green Day could sound so beautiful. It's just amazing collaboration all the way around. And I think it does come from that passion of having a connection to this music from early on when you connect to music, and I think a deeper way when you're younger. And then that kind of develops into other music, but I think this is dear to lots of people's hearts, yeah.
Well, Robert, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk with you.
Unfortunately, the show is sold out for the rest of the run. If you want to take your chances, you can get there kind of early and try to get a ticket. But like you said, the passion has been so high, so which is great.
So there is the opportunity of a rush line if you want to hope for a cancellation. So but if there are that many Green Day fans, they'll stand there and wait. Robert, thanks
That's
again.
True.
It was great
Thank
to
you
have
so
you
much.
As our guest, Robert.
My pleasure.
Robert Lee is the artistic director for The Underground, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Radio Theater. Radio Theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.